It's all about your health, your wellness. Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
Get healthier, get fit, eat better, have a richer quality of life. Health on the go. Staying well with Melanie Cole, MS.
There are so many cosmetic injectables on the market, it's often difficult to determine which one is the right product for your specific needs. One of your biggest obstacles today is delaying the inevitable aging process. We all look in the mirror, we wake up in the morning and say, oh, when did those get there? You know, the continual popularity of these non-surgical procedures, including fillers and injectables, have really skyrocketed in recent years. I'm in my 40s, and I know women that are already doing these things, and new technological advances with injectable and facial fillers can allow you to reach that desired look and goal. And, you know, when you think of all the different cosmetic surgeries out there and the ones that are less invasive, you know, we've all tried the creams. We try the night creams. We try the Retin-A. Well, today, Dr. Ileana Swice comes on. She's the director of the North Shore Center for Plastic Surgery. So, Dr. Swice, tell us a little bit. Hi. Tell us a little bit. What is a filler injection or a facial filler? What is that?
Well, facial fillers are used to treat wrinkles and folds that occur in the face due to aging. And with time, as you know, we lose volume in our face. That's due to loss of fat, due to loss of collagen and elastin, as well as loss of the bony support. Currently, what we call facial fillers, these are basically three categories of substances that are injected into the face that help to fill out the wrinkles, fill out the folds, and even add volume to the face. So when we talk about facial fillers, the three categories are the hyaluronic acids, Sculptra, and Radiesse. And the hyaluronic acids are made out of sugar. These are the more popular ones that patients, I think, are familiar with, like Juvederm Ultra XC, Juvederm Ultra Plus, Restylane, Perlane, and most recently, Bellitero has been FDA approved. All of these fall under the category of hyaluronic acids. And they are used to not only fill in the lines and wrinkles and folds, but they also stimulate our collagen.
Okay, so there are these different options on the market. And tell us, they stimulate our collagen as well. And tell us a little bit about some of the differences between the Restylane or the Juvederm versus Botox, because people hear the word Botox all the time.
Right. I think people kind of lump together Botox and the fillers. And I think it's up to us to explain the differences. Botox is considered a neuromodulator, meaning it prevents the activity of the muscle. So Botox relaxes muscle movement. It's perfect for those areas where the wrinkles are caused by activity of the muscles, like the furrows in between the eyes, the so-called 11s, the forehead wrinkles, wrinkles around the eyes, and so forth. Interestingly, the only FDA-approved use of Botox is the furrows in between the eyes. So everywhere else we use it is really considered an off-label use, and it's quite safe to use. Now, fillers, however, are in a different category altogether. Fillers don't do anything to the muscle movement. They basically do as the name suggests. They fill in. But the advanced fillers that we have available today also stimulate collagen formation. So, for example, if a patient comes in and needs a filler, you know, a couple of times a year initially for very soft, fine lines or even some of the folds in the face, over time she should, in theory, require less and less filler because these fillers that we'll talk about in a moment are also stimulating her own collagen. The more popular fillers, I think, like the Juvederm, Restylane, Perlane, and now again Bellitero has been introduced, these are all made out of sugar. And they're very, very safe. They're obviously not just sugar, but they've been processed in a way that allows the body to not break them down as quickly as it would if we were to simply inject sugar into the face.
Now, you actually said, Dr. Swice, that by getting these a couple times a year, eventually you would need less and less. So they actually are providing some anti-aging benefits, correct? Because
that
they're filling and they are made of sugar?
Well, because they're filling and they're stimulating collagen. Correct. If you were to do a skin biopsy on someone who's 20 and do the same biopsy on them again when they're 50, you'll notice that there is less of the substance called hyaluronic acid in the skin. These products that we just discussed, the Juvederm, Juvederm Plus, Restylane, Perlane, and Bellotero, are hyaluronic acids. Now, the function of the hyaluronic acid is to provide nutrients to the collagen and elastin in our skin. So when we use these fillers, they have the immediate effect of improving the lines and wrinkles, but they're also stimulating the collagen in the skin because they are, in essence, providing nutrients for that skin. So over time, we lose our natural hyaluronic acids by the physician replacing these into the skin. The skin not only looks better from the treatment, but it is of better quality over time.
Now, Dr. Swice, people often make jokes about that surprised look and things that come with too much Botox.
This
is something with the fillers, with the Restylane and the Bellotero, these things, that's not going to happen, right? You're not going to get this permanently surprised look.
Well, you would never get
able to smile. You know, you hear all those jokes about the stars who can't even move their mouths anymore. And so that's not going to happen with this, correct?
Fillers generally do not create any kind of inability to move, no. And even Botox. First of all, Botox
is that a misconception then?
It is a misconception. It's like saying that somebody had a bad haircut because the scissors were bad. Really, I think that anything can be taken to an extreme, whether we're talking about surgery or we're talking about non-surgical facial rejuvenation. I do agree with you that a lot of people have done things to a certain extent that I think makes them look not only unnatural, but really unattractive as well. I think that fillers should not really impact someone's appearance in a negative fashion. They can if overdone. Someone can put too much filler in the mouth area, making them look very unnatural. I think, though, again, if conservatively done, fillers and Botox can work together and really complement each other. You can put Botox in an area to relax the muscle formation and not take it away completely so that the forehead is frozen, but just to mitigate the movement a little bit. And then you can use fillers to enhance where there's been volume loss. And if you do that carefully and you do it very judiciously, patients should always look better and look more rejuvenated, look rested. And our goal really should be to kind of almost airbrush the face, not make it a new face and not change its features.
Okay, so Dr. Swice, is starting the injectables at an earlier age before we have our full wrinkles, does that work as a preventative?
I think it does. I think with the currently available fillers and the neuromodulators that we have, I do think that it does. I think if you can prevent the lines from forming in the forehead, people should not require brow lifts over time. I mean, some, of course, will because of genetically they are predisposed to a heavy brow, but in general, if you ask most plastic surgeons today, most of us tell you that we don't do as many brow lifts as we did 10 years ago because Botox has completely changed that for us.
It is amazing what is going on in your field. It is a burgeoning field. Dr. Swice, give us in the last 30 seconds your best advice for the fillers and what we need to know about them.
I think for fillers, what I would suggest to any young woman is begin doing fillers before the lines become permanent, meaning that if you see that you're seeing thinning of your face, you're seeing loss of volume, that's the time to begin doing it and to gradually enhance the area, not suddenly put so much in there that it looks unnatural.
Well, thank you so much. You're listening to Radio MD. I'm Melanie Cole. We'll be back.